peace on you all. I wanted to share with you an email that I received from another student in Cyber One. I've not received his permission to give out his name yet, so I won't reveal it, but if he does give me that permission, I'll be sure to include it in an edited post. The member of the class asked me, which Muslims am I actually targeting with this project? To tell you the truth, I am targeting all Muslims. I'm not targeting anyone in particular. I really do want this project to be universal to anyone who has access to a computer and the World Wide Web. But to be more specific, the question was asking, am I targeting Muslims in Western secular countries, or am I targeting Muslims in Muslim countries that may not be secular and may already be attempting to govern according to some kind of Islamic principle? Let me for the moment address the Muslims in the so-called Western secular countries, because I have the sense that, at least in the early stages of this project, they will be the ones most likely to receive the buzz, at least early on in the project, that is. The email pointed out that during my presentation I mentioned that many so-called Western Muslims are already acting by choice in their personal lives. There's certainly no state enforcement of religious law upon them. The scholars have at best persuasive authority to guide their lives. So the emailer asked me, well, isn't it the case that these folks, us Western Muslims, are already living democratically? What is the concern about that? Why should they be a part of this project? To that I replied, I think what I'm concerned with is not just free choice, but the development of Islamic law through dialogue and engagement involving multiple voices. The sense I have about Muslims in Western countries is that they either choose to follow traditional Islamic scholars, or they don't when they're managing their personal lives. But the layperson has very little say about how Islamic law should be widely understood, and it is relatively rare that traditional Islamic scholars pay heed to divergent voices in the community. In some sense, I'm hoping to provide a forum for empathic argument among multiple voices, as our Professor Nessen has so often promoted in Cyber One. This is the model of Islamic democracy that I want to foster. Not necessarily in the sense of a democratic Islamic state, which is probably an improper goal in a non-Muslim Western country, where Muslims are not a predominant majority of the population. But I mean democracy more as a metaphor for popular participation in what is an endeavor traditionally restricted to an elite scholarly segment of the community. So this is the ideal of democracy that I want to foster. Not democracy just by majority rule, or democracy by free choice where you're still delegating the authority of interpretation and the authority of rulemaking to somebody else. What I'm really arguing for is lay participation in the development of law. And that kind of participation requires in-depth discussion between people who otherwise either have not gotten together to discuss these issues, or just have not had their voices heard before. So to the Western Muslims, I ask you to come on board, and don't just take a take-it-or-leave-it attitude towards scholarly opinions. take an engaging attitude towards scholarly opinions, and that's what the purpose of one of the purposes of my project is. It's to get lay Muslims and scholarly Muslims together to discuss these issues together and to contribute to one another's thinking, and ultimately to collaborate and, who knows, maybe someday provide a model for a political Islamic democracy in the near future.